I'm happy now to welcome Sheila Ortego. She is president of Santa Fe Community College. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So there is a big bond issue coming up, election on the 3rd of August. What's going on? How does this affect Santa Fe Community College?
Well, we think this is one of the most important things we've ever done, actually. During times of economic downturn, I really believe we need to invest in education and go forward to help support economic development and workforce development and thus economic recovery, really. And so this bond supports two components that would really help to do that. One is upgrades of the main campus, supporting the 6,500 plus students that are going to our main campus, parking improvements, green improvements, like installation of solar voltaic arrays that we're using to reduce our carbon footprint on campus, green vans to shuttle people back and forth to campus. And
what are green vans?
Well, we're actually hoping to run them off of biodiesel fuel that we're producing through a biofuels training program on campus. So students are actually producing biofuels, and this is a clean fuel, and we're just trying to be greener and reduce the traffic on Richards Avenue. We've got a lot of congestion out there with the big increase in student enrollments. It's been about 25% increase over the last couple years.
Now, is that because people can't get a job, so they think there's a good time to go back to school?
I do think that's very common during economic downturns. People turn to education and invest in themselves, which is a great thing, really.
What are the areas that are most ripe for both education and actually getting a job when people graduate?
You know, my belief is that we should really focus on, especially at this time, on trades and advanced technologies and, of course, the health areas. And there are so many. You know, I'm just picking on those two, but I just feel like those are some of the more highly paid positions, which is really important for Santa Fe because it's a difficult, expensive place to live. And I think that people really need to be pursuing careers that pay very well and that also help attract high-tech, clean industry to Santa Fe.
So what are some of the other projects that will come from this bond issue if it passes?
Well, the other major component is a third of the bond issue, which is called the Higher Education Center, which is an area that we're hoping to build on the current College of Santa Fe campus, in which we would partner with other area universities and colleges to allow students to complete a two-year degree with us and go straight into a four-year program and hopefully complete a bachelor's degree in 4 years, and also without having to leave town and incur the expense of traveling and dormitories or apartments. So
basically turn the Santa Fe Community College into a four-year bachelor's program?
No, we actually don't ever want to get into the business of offering four-year degrees. Our core mission is the two-year degree program, and what we're hoping to do is partner with other colleges and universities that have that as their core mission and thus provide a lot of different options to students. So the universities are interested in coming into Santa Fe anyway, the other colleges and universities. That's a good market for them. And by partnering with us, we can share infrastructure costs, share staffing.
And so basically UNM or somebody, whoever,
yes,
would come in, use Santa Fe Community College facilities, bring their own professors, and people could get a degree.
Correct. But we're talking about a new facility now, actually closer to town, because one of the things in our master planning process that came out loud and clear is that students are feeling it's difficult many times to get all the way out to the campus on the south side because the bus routes are limited and sometimes slow. And so they've long asked for something closer to town. So we would combine this to be a sort of in-town campus with the partnerships with the other colleges and universities.
So bond issues, how do they actually work? Where does the money come from? They always seem like free money or magic or something. I mean, do they come out of our taxes or what?
Yes, the money to buy the bonds comes out of local property tax. And the nice thing about this particular bond is because we have significant excess mill levy capacity because we've been paying down debt, and also because the interest rates are extremely low right now, it makes the bonds extremely affordable and a much better deal than they would be, ironically, in better economic times. So if you're going to buy bonds and support education in Santa Fe, this is the time to do it. This will be get the most bang for the buck. And it does come from local property taxes, but fortunately this particular bond at this time will not increase people's taxes.
So basically it would we would just stay steady, Correct. Not notice any major difference.
Yes.
Sheila Ortego, anything else before we go?
It's just so critical. So a lot of people have asked us why the two big components of the bond issue, because they seem somewhat different. And I would just say that our governing board studied it and said, you know, they really are different in a way, and yet, in a way, they're all the same thing. And they're two issues that are extremely important to our governing board, to our student population, our prospective students, to me, and to the community. To partner for the very first time in an innovative and a cost-effective way to allow students to stay here at home, whether they be traditional younger students or working adults for whom travel and out of town education, higher education is even more difficult than for traditional students. This will be the first time Santa Fe has had a truly affordable, accessible, and coordinated educational option at the 4-year. And certainly we have the two private institutions in town, which we are happy to work with and we enjoy working with, but we feel like they serve a different clientele.
College of Santa Fe and St. John's?
Yes, often people that can afford a higher level of tuition and a private education. And what we're trying to address is the local need for the low-income folks who really otherwise would not pursue a higher education at all.
Now, if this bond issue passes and everything goes forward, what is the end point? When would things be ready to go?
Okay. If we receive the funding, we will just start immediately with the planning for the purchase of the land and design of the building. And we will probably be trying to pilot a program even before the building would be ready, around fall of 2011. So we might have some limited programs on our campus at that point. But by 2012, hopefully spring of 2012, or certainly fall of 2012, we should have the actual building up and going full-fledged.
And I have to ask, is this going to be a LEED-certified, green, low-energy use building?
That's our purpose with all of the new buildings that we're building. And this will probably be the last building that we build for quite some time, because we had committed to no more building on campus after completion of the Health Sciences building and the Trades and Advanced Technology building. And this is one that's emerged as a what we believe is a true need, as documented by some needs assessments, external needs assessments that we had done. But it really will probably be the last one. But we absolutely are trying to do LEED certification on all of our new buildings, and we believe we're going to achieve that status on the last two that we just completed.
Sheila Ortego is president of the Santa Fe Community College. The bond election is the 3rd of August. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz, broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.